Mia frowned. But you said we'd be gone for a few days. Wayne's lips curved into a chilling smile.
Never said we'd be going anywhere. You and me are gonna spend some quality time together, while Darlene's out of town.
He reached out and threw the deadbolt on the kitchen door. The snick of the lock echoed like a bullet in the small room. Mia bolted, toppling the chair in hopes it would slow him down. His cocky laughter trailed her down the hall, preceding the thud of his booted feet. She scrambled for the front door, but the key that always stayed in the lock had been removed. She lost precious seconds trying the knob anyway before accepting it was locked, and he'd planned this. On a sob, she spun, darting toward her bedroom. If she could get inside, throw the lock, shove the chair under the knob, it might buy her just enough time to get to the scissors. He charged her like a bull, his bulk slamming her into the wall and driving the breath from her lungs. Blindly, she reached out, closing her hand around the first object she touched and slamming it against his head. Something shattered, and Wayne roared. But his grip loosened just enough, she slid away, running again. The hallway seemed to elongate like something out of a horror movie. The doorway to her room stood ajar at the end of it. She poured on a burst of panicked speed. 5 steps, 4, 3, 2. A massive hand clamped around her wrist like a vice, yanking her backward. Mia cried out, automatically bringing her other arm up to protect her face. Brax's voice rang out in her head.
Fight. Bring up your knees. Kick. Bite. Never stop moving.
As momentum propelled her into Wayne, she brought up her knee, aiming for his crotch. But he twisted away, spinning her until her back was pressed to his chest and her shoulder screamed. The pain caused her vision to flash white. His hand tightened on her wrist until the bones rubbed together, and he bent his head, his damp breath against her ear, making her shudder.
It's time you pay for everything we've given you.
Brax was probably going to regret some of the work schedule trades he'd sorted out in order to free up his time today and tomorrow. But it would be worth it to see the look on Mia's face when he presented her with the contents of that bakery box. He'd made a foray to the high-end bakery downtown and picked up the fanciest raspberry pastry they had. He couldn't even remember what it was called, but she'd probably know. With luck, she wouldn't be expected home anytime soon, so he'd get to watch her enjoy it. And if he got up the balls to have the conversation he wanted, they'd need tomorrow to get her moved. Maybe. He wasn't sure if he was going there, and didn't know what her answer would be if he did. But if his life had taught him anything, it was the value of being prepared. Restlessness drove him to the school early. He didn't much want to stand in the cold, but Valentina might have a dog he could help with while he waited for the end of the school day. If she insisted on paying him, this time he might accept and put it toward dinner. With a little extra cash, he could pick up a pizza from Treviano's. Mia loved their wood-fired crust. Cheered by the thought, he swung through the door of Mud Puppies. Valentina looked up from the labradoodle she was trimming. What are you doing back here? I'm off work early. School's not out yet, so I thought I'd see if I could give you a hand while I wait. She frowned, setting her clippers aside. Mia already left school. What? Mia never left school. Was she sick? Big burly guy picked her up earlier. Only reason I noticed is I was helping load up a buck wild husky in the parking lot. I saw her get into the truck. Wayne. Brax felt his blood run cold.